All right, Carlos, last one here against the Marlins before a very, very, very long road trip. So how important is it to, in front of this home crowd, try to get this last one against these guys?
Yeah, I mean, like I've been saying, every game is important, and especially today, trying to split a series against the Miami team and finish off a really good homestand before we get on the road. You know, like you said, it's going to be a long one, but not thinking about that one. Today's our mentality, and we got to go out there and do it.
Offense has been terrific, but the pitching, defense, and run prevention has been kind of a little different this series. Is it a Marlins-Mets thing, or is it just you feel like maybe a pitching defensive slump here these last few days?
Yeah, I've been saying it all along. They go hand in hand, pitching and defense, and obviously we haven't been able to get the starting pitching, but because we haven't been able to make some plays as well, you know, we got to get better. We got to help our guys from the pitching staff. We got to make routine plays. We can't be giving teams extra outs and extra bases, and you know, when you're playing a team like Miami, where they're going to put pressure, they put the ball in play, they got speed, they're going to make you pay. So we got to clean that up, and we will.
How nice was it to see the offense and the fight that they put up yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice, especially when you're down 8-1, I think it was, and for us to be able to come back and tie it, you feel good about your chances, especially with what was available out of the bullpen yesterday. Unfortunately, we were able to get the job done, but I like our chances with our offense. We got a lot of guys that are clicking right now. They are feeling good about themselves. Good approaches up and down the lineup. And, yeah, runners in scoring position. We're executing, even though yesterday we had a situation. But it's hard to pick on the offense when we're putting together some really good at-bats. And we're facing another really good arm today on Alcantara. So, you know, we got to put together a good game plan and go out there and execute it.
It's hard to say. There might be more in there for Juan Soto for what he did yesterday. But the game-tying home run he hit, that point of the game, it's really been, until yesterday, the first time that he had a big shot like that to tie the game or maybe take the lead. Do you think yesterday maybe takes him to another level in this last few weeks?
I feel like he's been on another level for the past couple of weeks. You know, I look up on the board yesterday, and you look at the numbers, and it's like, wow, this is a down year. Like, this is pretty unbelievable. But again, it was good to see him. I thought off the bat it was going to be a line right at the right fielder. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, that ball is over the fence, over left-handed pitching, you know. He's locked in right now, using the whole field, pulling the ball, going the other way. And when he's doing that, he's one of the best in the game.
Mentioned Sandy Alcantara. There were some thoughts that he might get moved this year, but he did not have the best season coming off of Tommy John. What have you seen from him? Because it's been a weird year for him.
Yeah, he got off to a rough start, especially after missing so much time last year. But when you look at his outings the past three or so, he's been the Sandy Alcantara that everyone knows. The movement, the velo, the throwing strikes. You know, it's not an easy matchup, but we got to be ready to go.
And then Kodai Senga, wondering if the hamstring is issue with the power that he's had on the mound. Is there still something lingering there to unlock more of Kodai?
Not really. I mean, he's healthy. He's a healthy player. He's got to be better. You know, I know he's working on a lot of different things mechanically. And then when he's out there competing, you know, he's got to go out there and execute. You know, he's facing big league hitters, but he also knows he's really good, and we need him. We need the very good version of Kodai Senga, and hopefully that starts today.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.